在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Hundreds more Chileans are confirmed dead from one of the worst earthquakes ever in the South American country. Today, President Michelle Bachelet said the death toll had pushed up to 708 across central and coastal communities shattered by the 8.8 tremor. The BBC's Candice Payette reports the infrastructure damage is severe and widespread.
The quake, which hit early on Saturday morning, has wrecked much of Chile's road system and plunged large parts of Santiago into darkness. To the south, near the epicenter of the quake, near Concepcion, TV pictures are showing severe damage. Whole apartment buildings and bridges are down. The damage to the road systems and to communications has made it impossible to find out the true scale of the impact of what has been called the worst earthquake in Chile in 50 years.
The BBC's Candice Payette reporting. There are also reports of widespread looting, and police had to use tear gas and water cannons to disperse the crowds. Congress's leading Democrats are calling on the party to unite behind health care legislation and get it passed with or without Republican support.They're expected to use a procedure known as reconciliation, generally reserved for budget measures. But Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey says it may be necessary to overcome GOP opposition.
I think Americans should know that when we hear the words about reconciliation, it is simply a majority vote, 51 out of 100, on certain budget elements.
But Republican Senator John Kyle of Arizona says the reconciliation rules should not be applied to health care legislation.
Robert Byrd, who actually wrote the reconciliation rule, has said that its application in this case would be an outrage that must be resisted.
Senators Menendez and Kyle both appeared on Fox News Sunday. Islamist extremist websites are posting a posthumous video message from a Jordanian al-Qaeda double agent who killed 7 CIA operatives in Afghanistan. We have more details from Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The video of Jordanian doctor Humam Abu Molal al-Balawi was apparently filmed shortly before he blew himself up late last year. Al-Balawi spoke of his recruitment by Jordanian intelligence and how he double-crossed them after they sent him to Afghanistan to spy on al-Qaeda. He said he had only expected to kill his Jordanian handler, Ali bin Zayed, a member of the royal family. Killing CIA personnel was an incredible gain, he said.Al-Balawi called his suicide bombing the best way to teach a lesson to both Jordanian intelligence and the CIA. The blast was one of the worst losses for the CIA and exposed the close cooperation between the U.S. and Jordanian spy services. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Power outages persist in storm-hit northeastern U.S., 200,000 without power. This is NPR.The ice hockey frenzy comes to a head this hour when the U.S. and Canada meet each other in the gold medal game. From Vancouver, NPR's Diana Douglas reports.
All the hockey fans who were left unsatisfied by the first Canada-U.S. game, and they were mostly Canadian, have gotten their wish for a rematch. This time, the winner takes the gold. Canada fell hard to the U.S. in the preliminaries and has fought their way back from the brink of elimination to get into the gold medal game. The U.S. team has played with discipline and focus and has won decisive victories in every game so far at these Olympics.This game will settle the hockey question for the next 4 years, although it won't decide the overall winner of the Olympics medals race. That is a question of accounting. The U.S. will take home the most medals, while Canada has won the most gold. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Vancouver.
The president of Toyota is trying to repair his company's image with a trip to the world's largest automaker in the coming week. Akio Toyota is due to speak to reporters in Beijing tomorrow to ease consumer concerns over the safety of the Japanese company'scars and trucks. Toyota has recalled millions of vehicles worldwide over acceleration and braking problems. The majority of the recalls are in the U.S. Toyota's executives were grilled by U.S. lawmakers last week, and they're expecting a similar reception from Canada's parliament. Haiti's struggle to rebuild from an earthquake in January is further complicated this weekend by severe flooding along the southern peninsula. Authorities say at least 8 people are dead.They also say that a prison flooded, prompting them to evacuate hundreds of inmates. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.